Now on with today's edition and the first set of news items. The last 2 weeks since our last edition have seen a fair variety in the evening news. We've decided to start with a bit of a mixture, but all are items which we consider to be of a certain importance for the city and county. You'll hear about consideration of a Broads flood barrier, the proposed Western Link Road, new investment by Lotus Cars, the fight against crime, and more. Construction of a multi-million pound river barrier to protect the Broads and Great Yarmouth from flooding is to be explored again. The idea of a barrier on the River Yare was first mooted more than 60 years ago, but has never come to fruition. But the Environment Agency said the merits or otherwise of such a barrier, or one on the River Bure, would be considered as a new strategy to reduce flood risk was put together. The Broadland Futures Initiative, BFI, a partnership between organisations such as the Environment Agency, Broads Authority, councils and Natural England, is looking to devise a new strategy for managing coastal and inland flood risk. It comes amid sea level rises and more extreme weather due to climate change, and a barrier will form part of the discussions. The new strategy will enable a business case to be produced to press for more investment from the government. The area to be covered by the new strategy includes the full extent of the Broads Authority area and key stretches of the coast, which could influence flooding in the Broads, together with Great Yarmouth.
Norwich City Council's in-principle support for the £153 million Western Link Road has been withdrawn unless conditions are met. The Labour-run council made the announcement during a question from the public at a cabinet meeting. It follows a meeting of Labour Party members who voted to oppose the Norwich Western Link, NWL. In a statement, Councillor Mike Stonard, cabinet member for Sustainable and Inclusive Growth, described the scheme as a major and controversial proposal. He said, if built, it will have significant implications for Norfolk's carbon emissions, its environment, traffic conditions across the city, and economic activity in the north of the city. Councillor Stonard stressed plans for the construction rest entirely with Norfolk County Council, and the city's support was dependent on conditions being met. In particular, the City Council is calling for an environmentally progressive strategy for transport development in Norwich, which would see public transport and cycling promoted over car use. He added, we have as yet received no evidence that traffic levels in the city streets will be eased in a way that would improve air quality or enable modal shift or road space reallocation as a result of the construction of the NWL.
Supercar giant Lotus is to begin production of its new model this year in Norfolk, resulting in a huge expansion of its workforce. In total, 250 new jobs were created as part of Lotus's revamp of its offering. But the firm based in Hethel also revealed it's discontinuing its production of the Elise, Exige and Evora. Since 1995, when the Elise was first produced, Lotus has sold 55,000 of these three models. Recently, Lotus announced its sales were up by 6% in the UK and that the Elise was still its best seller globally. But it's now focusing on the new all-electric Evija, and also a prototype production of the Lotus Type 131 from its manufacturing facility in Hethel, which has seen more than £100 million recently invested to improve facilities. The new manufacturing investment is part of Lotus's Vision 80 strategy. The creation of the new roles is in addition to the 670 employees who've joined Lotus since September 2017, when Geely and Etica took ownership of the company. Lotus Chief Executive Phil Popham said this year will be hugely significant for Lotus, with new facilities coming on stream, a new sports car entering production, and new levels of efficiency and quality that only a new car design and factory can deliver. As our Vision 80 strategy illustrates, Lotus is all about looking forward, and our future is full of continuous innovation.
The fight to cut crime and protect people from the scourge of illegal drugs in Norwich has been handed a £5 million boost. Norwich has been picked as one of the five areas to be part of a pilot project combining targeted and tougher policing with better treatment and recovery services. The government says that money will allow Norfolk Police to target local gang leaders driving the drugs trade while better helping people to recover from addiction. The £4.8 million for Norwich is part of a £28 million package the government is investing into pilot project ADDA, standing for Addiction, Diversion, Disruption, Enforcement and Recovery. Project ADDA will bring together partners including the police, local councils and health services and run for 3 financial years. Norwich has been picked along with Blackpool, Hastings, Middlesbrough and Swansea Bay because of high rates of drug misuse.
People in Norfolk face a rise of just under 4% in council tax they pay the County Council after the authority unveiled a budget including £41 million worth of cuts and savings. Norfolk County Council says the budget, in extremely challenging times, includes investment to help Norfolk's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. The Conservative-controlled council says if agreed, the budget will support vulnerable people and boost the battered economy. But with government funding down £92.8 million since 2015, it includes £41.2 million of savings, more than £20 million of which is new. Savings mooted include £18 million from the adult social care and £11.3 million from children's services. The council aims to save money through redesigning services so care is less costly. The council also proposes to invest £102 million in capital schemes, including £11.5 million for supported housing for young adults and £4 million for children's residential homes.
After suffering a huge hit throughout 2020 because of the pandemic, a Norfolk Heritage Railway has launched a public appeal for the first time in its history. The Aylsham-based Bure Valley Railway is hoping to raise £25,000 so it can replace a boiler on one of its steam locomotives, the No. 7 Spitfire. It came right as the boiler on another loco, Blickling Hall, also had to be replaced. Andrew Barnes, the railway's director, said having to replace two boilers on the 1994-built trains at the same time, coming on the back of COVID-19, has plunged it into crisis. "I don't use the word crisis lightly, and the railway has never gone out publicly with an appeal before," he said. "We've lost £765,000 in operating revenue in the past year." He said he had been bowled over by the support already shown, as more than £4,200 had been donated since the appeal launched on Saturday. Mr. Barnes said, "Some people have donated £500, which is staggeringly generous. We didn't realise the support that we had."